Hello, everyone. My name is Yong Chang. I'm from Microsoft Research Asia. Now I'm going to talk about my work on RAMCube, exploiting the network proximity for RAM-based key-value store. This is a joint work with our recent researcher, Yiming Zhang Ri Chu from NUDT University, and our colleague, Chuan Xiong, Guo Han, Hai Tao from MSI Asia. First is the motivation and background of our work. As we all know, storage service is very important for cloud computing. And traditional disk-based storage is becoming more and more problematic and poor performance in terms of the I/O bandwidth and latency. So in recent years, we can see an increasing trend of migrating data from disk to RAM. But current typical storage system mainly use RAM as a cache and form these two-layer, two-tier storage systems, including application servers, storage servers, and cache servers. For example, Facebook keeps more than 75% of all its data in Memcached. However, using RAM as a cache is not perfect for the storage system, mainly due to two advantages of the cache. The first one is consistency. For example, in Memcached, it is the application's responsibility to maintain the consistency between the cache and the storage system. This will make the whole storage system error-prone and vulnerable to consistent problems caused by the hardware or network failures. So we can see the failure or outage report from Facebook or Amazon in past years. The second issue for cache is the efficiency. As we all know, RAM is much faster than disk, say 1,000 times faster. So even with a very low cache mesh ratio will cause a significant performance penalties. For example, 1% of the cache miss will lead to up to 10 times of performance penalties under very high workload. So most recently, researchers proposed using RAM as a persistent store. For example, in last year, SASP, researchers from Stanford proposed RAM Cloud to offer a RAM-based key-value store. In RAM Cloud, all the data is kept entirely in the RAM instead of a cache of thousands of servers, and those servers are connected by InfiniBand. To improve the data durability, in RAM Cloud, each key-value pair will store multi-copies. So there was one copy in the RAM of the primary node, and several redundant copies in the disk of backup nodes. So when there is a read operation, the primary node will directly return the data to offer very high performance. And to write the key value in the storage system, it will first write a copy in the RAM of the primary nodes and save multiple copies in the disk of the backup nodes. So whenever there is a failure of the primary node, those recovery nodes will fetch data from those from the disks of the backup nodes and served as the prime copy of those key-value pair. In the RAM cloud, the fast failure recovery is very important because the longer failure detection or recovery will lead to the lower data availability. However, the RAM cloud is not specifically designed for a data center network. So we have to address some realistic network problems if we want to achieve fast failure recovery. For example, the temporary network problems may cause false failure detection. It is very difficult to distinguish the temporary network partition or packet loss from server failure within a very short period of time. The second issue is that if there is a failure happened, the large number of parallel unarranged recovery flows is likely introducing more congested traffic, so it will result in unexpected recovery latency. The third one is the toll switch failure, bring more difficulties in fast failure detection for RAM cloud, because in that case, all the servers in the toll in the rack are still alive. And if we regard those servers as a failed servers, we will see an overwhelming recovery traffic. So we proposed to use a RAMCube to exploit the data center proximity in some specific data center topology. The goal of RAMCube is to offer high performance in terms of the low latency, large scale, high throughput, as well as a fast failure recovery for high data availability. Say we want to recover the failed node within 1 or 2 seconds. To design the RAMCube, so we have several choices on the network hardware and the data durability improvement. Network hardware is a very important factor to decide the whole storage system's performance. InfiniBand is a very good choice in terms of the high bandwidth, low latency. However, InfiniBand is very expensive and not common in data centers. So our viewpoint is that the high-performance Ethernet switch is more promising and cost-effective. So in the end, we decide to use the commodity Ethernet switch-based B-Cube as our underlying network structure. To improve the data durability, so RAMCloud used the primary backup scheme to save one copy in the RAM and several copies in the disks. There was another approach named symmetric application, which will save multiple copies in the RAM of multiple servers. Symmetric application is easy to achieve high availability, but it will use more, say, 2 times or 3 times of RAM than primary backup approach. So in the end, we use the same approach like RAMCloud, that is the primary recovery and backup. So the basic idea of RAMCube is simple. So it is just take advantage of the specific topology of the data center networks. So in this sense, DCN topology is not a black box, just like the RAMCloud. So we want to exploit the proximity of the data center networks to form a directly connected tree, just like this. So the upper layer is the primary nodes, the middle layer is the recovery nodes, and the bottom layer is the backup nodes. So from the primary to recovery, from the recovery to backup, are all one hop away neighborhood. So the recovery servers will monitor the status of the primary servers. Once there is any failure happened in the primary servers, the recovery server will fetch the data from the backup server's disk and save them to the RAM to serve as the primary copy of those key value pair. Our RAMCube is built on top of B-Cube. B-Cube is a server-centric network, and it is recursively defined. And the switches actually act as the layer 2 crossbars to connect lower layer B-Cube networks, for example. This is a B-Cube 4-1 network. So it is contrasted by 4 B-Cube 4-0 network and connected by 4 port switches. The first thing of RAMCube on top of the B-Cube is to map the whole key space to the servers in B-Cube. So we propose using multi-layer logical rings to map the key space. The first ring is the primary ring to map all the key space to the servers. So all the servers in the B-Cube network are becoming the primary servers to serve as the primary copy of those key value pairs. So for example, in this B-Cube 4-1 network, there are 16 servers. So all of those 16 servers will be mapped as a subset of the key space. For each primary server in the ring, we assign a recovery ring to that primary servers. The recovery ring is actually composed of direct neighbor of primary server. For example, in this figure, server 00 has 6 direct neighbors. So those 6 neighbors will form a direct recovery rings. So we will map the primary server's key space to that recovery ring. And each recovery server in the recovery ring will be assigned a backup ring. So the backup ring is composed of the direct neighbor of recovery servers, but 2 hop away of primary servers. So we then map the recovery server's key space to backup servers. So here we can see that the recovery ring is direct neighbor of recovery servers. So RAMCube has some decent property. We will not explain those calculations here in detail. So you, please refer to our paper for more details. So the conclusion is that each primary server in the RAMcube will have sufficient recovery and backup servers, for example, in Bcube 16.2 network. So the whole number of primary servers is up to 4,096. Each primary server will have up to 45 recovery servers and up to 675 backup servers. So even in this simple Bcube 4.1 network, the total number of primary servers is 16. And each server will have 6 recovery servers. And each server will have 9 unique backup servers. So now that each backup server will actually serve as serve 2 backup servers, recovery servers. So we can see there was 18 gray circle in the figure, but there was only 9 unique backup servers for each primary server. Once we build the multi-ring, we use the heartbeat to detect the failure of the primary servers. So primary node will periodically set heartbeats to each of the recovery servers. Once the recovery server detects the loss of the heartbeat message within a timeout, it will issue an additional probing package to that primary servers to confirm the failure of the server so that we can distinguish the temporary network partition from the server failure. For example, in this figure, this server has 3 recovery servers. So even though the server O1 detects the loss of the heartbeat message, it will send out another probing message through an additional network path to confirm the failure of this server. So this way we can distinguish the server failure with the temporary network partition or server loss or packet loss. If we detect the failure of the primary nodes, the recovery nodes will fetch the dominant copies from those backup servers. The backup servers are direct neighbors of those recovery servers. So we, with this approach, we can restrict all the recovery traffic within one hub neighborhood. Here is a simple calculation. Given 10 gigabits per second network bandwidth and around 100 megabytes per second disk I/O, we assume the RAM size is 16.4 gigabytes. So in the Bcube 16.2 network, we can easily recover all the data in the RAM within 1 or 2 seconds. As for the failure of recovery or backup nodes, it is not critical and complicated for the as the primary node failure. So basically, we can just move the failed backup nodes disks data to other backup nodes or change the registration relationship between the recovery nodes and the backup nodes. We built a prototyping RAMcube system on Windows 2008, Windows Server 2008 R2 using C++ and libevent library. The total line of code of our implementation is about 3,000. The RAMcube on the primary servers mainly consist of 2 components. One is the connection manager, and the other one is the memory manager. The connection manager mainly handles the network events as well as the and maintain the status of the direct neighbor of his recovery servers. The memory manager mainly handles the set get or delete request for those key value pairs. We evaluate our RAMcube in a real Bcube 4.1 network, including 16 servers. Each server will have 8 cores. Each core is 2.4 gigahertz, and each server has 16 gigabytes RAM. Currently, we use a single-threaded server and client program, each with a busy loop. As for the data object, we have 16 bytes as a key and 100 bytes as the value. So we conduct 3 experiments to evaluate the throughput, the server failure, and the switch failure of the RAMcube. In the first experiment, we evaluated the number of writes per core per second. So from this figure, we can see that the maximum throughput of RAMcube is around 26 here, 26,000 writes per second per core. It is similar to Memcached or RemCloud. And we second experiment to evaluate the server failure recovery performance. We fill each server with 2 gigabytes data, and we cause the failure of the server, and we measure the aggregated recovered data of all 6 recovery nodes. So over time. So from this figure, we can see that the maximum recovery time is around 6.3 seconds, while the aggregated initial aggregated throughput is around 456 megabytes per second. However, the ideal maximum throughput would be 720 megabytes per second, bottlenecked by the total network I/O. So we still have lots of room to improve, for example, to add more ports or cores to the to our system. The third experiment is to evaluate what's the system perform under some under single switch failure. So we merge the number of writes per second after switch failure. The blue line shows the normal behavior without any switch failure, and the red line shows the throughput of the RemCube system after a single switch failure. So we can see that the performance degrades very gracefully because thanks to the multi-hop, multi-pass of the BCube system. So currently, we only built a very preliminary RemCube prototype. So in the future, we want to incorporate more advanced hardware, including solid-state disk or low-latency network. We want to support richer data models such as the table or tablet support or column family. And we want to rewrite our program to utilize more cores to improve the read-write ops throughput. So in summary, RemCube is a RAM-based persistent key-value store by exploiting specific network proximity of BCube. So we restrict all the failure detection and the recovery traffic within one hop neighborhood, and we take advantage of the BCube, take advantage of the multipass of BCube to offer very graceful performance degradation under the switch failures. Okay, that's all. Thank you.
I have a question. It's Wenji from Fermilab. And for the distributed hash table, they have the, all these the solution for the recovery and the reliability issue. So for your work, what's different and what's advantage? Thank you.
Actually, DHT does not talk about the differential or partition between the RAM or the disk. So here, we mainly focus on the partition of the RAM and the disk. So we want to restrict the movement or migration of the data within one neighborhood, one hub neighborhood. So previously, for example, in the RemCloud, they just use the InfiniBand. They don't consider the location of the disk or the RAM of those hash data.
Okay. Thank
so
you.
We just want to localize the operation within one hub, one hub neighborhood.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's just give a second for
Can you just ask one quick question? Sorry. Thanks.
I
was wondering, could you comment on the amount of time it takes to actually detect the failure versus the amount of time it takes to recover, or recover all the data from there? Just wondering, is that an issue for low latency recovery here?
Excuse me.
Yeah, just how much time does it take to detect that a server's failed? I guess with the one hop stuff.
In our network, because we only restrict the detection within one hop, so we can perform very frequent detection. Okay. But if we perform similar detection in InfiniBand or in RemCloud, so it is very difficult to distinguish the server failure mm-hmm. with the network partition. So here we can achieve a milliseconds level of detection, failure detection.
Okay.
Thank you.